Welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3452 BN. Today's date is September 16th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Will Increase Attacks, Stage is Set. People are seeing that the deep state is the real threat. Let's talk about our health. I just found something fascinating. What if you could restore your gut health with one simple fix? According to one doctor in California, there may be a way. In fact, he believes it's so powerful that it could be like a power wash for your insides. Dr. Gundry, who is a world-renowned heart surgeon, reveals the root cause of weight gain, food cravings, and low energy in a short video he released to the public, which you can watch right now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's newgutfix.com/X22. What's even more fascinating is this video also reveals how you can transform your gut with this one simple thing. Find out now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or click the link at the bottom of the video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they are panicking. Remember, if Kamala Harris was leading in the polls and she was doing so great, they would never have to attack Trump. They wouldn't care. Just like back in 2016, they thought they had the upper hand. They thought, hey, our cheating system's in place. No matter what Trump does, he's not going to win. Hillary Clinton's got this. All we got to do is put out the poll numbers to convince the people that Trump doesn't have a chance. But we really don't got to do anything to him. You know why? Because we're in control. That's what the deep state was saying. You could tell that it's not that way this time around. Because if Kamala Harris was leading in the polls and they had control and their cheating system was working and they had everything laid out and they weren't really panicking, they wouldn't be doing any of this. This should tell you everything you need to know. Every time they make a move on Trump, it means they are losing. They are trying to stop the movement that he has created, the movement of the people, the counterinsurgency. They realize that they are on the losing end. As more and more people wake up, it's getting harder and harder for them to convince the population of everything that they're trying to do. And the more stupid things they do, it gets worse and worse for them. So what are they going to do? What does the deep state always do? They're going to increase their attacks. Of course, they're not going to stop because they are so afraid. They're so panicked right now that they must increase their attacks. They must bring down the system. And I'm talking about the Federal Reserve because they want to bring us to the Great Reset. They must bring us to war to distract the people. They must cheat in the election. If they can't cheat using paper ballots, they will then do what? They will then use their other tactic. Their other tactic is what? Their other tactic is to make sure that Trump doesn't get certified, that he doesn't hold office. This is how panicked they are. So they're going to do whatever they possibly can to try to stop Trump, which means they're going to increase their attacks by a lot. But you could see the stage is already set. The people now are seeing that the deep state is the real threat to democracy, as they would say, even though we're a republic. And as time goes on, and as Trump digital soldiers and others show the people will see more and more. What we're watching right now is the destruction of the old guard. The old guard is trying to fight back as Trump is exposing them and destroying them. That's what you're witnessing right now. It doesn't mean Trump is losing. It means Trump, the people, are winning. Because this is what the losers do. This is what those individuals that don't have the upper hand, this is what they do. They basically fight back with everything that they have to try to get the upper hand. But the more they do, the worse it gets. Because the people, they're not sleeping anymore. They're awake. And they're thinking logically. And the rest of the population is going to wake up and wake up pretty darn fast because the deep state players are going to be so desperate to stop Trump that they're going to go all out with the economy breaking down, all out with maybe an event in this country, all out with war. And that is going to wake up those people that just don't want to believe. And we could see they've already tried a second assassination attempt, which has completely and utterly failed. And the deep state now is being exposed every step of the way. See, the more they do things like this, the harder it's going to get for them. Now, the Secret Service that was guarding Trump, they did their job as best they possibly can. I think they could have done a better job. And there's a lot of questions of what is really going on. Because once again, Trump was going to play golf. This was not planned. There was no advance notice. So the question is, how did this individual, if this is the real shooter, we don't know. It could be just a patsy. Because again, what is the FBI, what is the deep state like to do? They like to say, look over here, look at the guy driving away to Martin County, but don't look at the other guy that is sneaking out the back door. This individual sat around for 12 hours at the golf course. Why would he ever think that Trump was coming to the golf course? Does that make any sense? Because if you look at his schedule, his public schedule, he was in Nevada the day before, and then he has something scheduled tomorrow on the 17th. So how did he know that Trump wasn't going to maybe go to a fight or go to another location or go to see someone else, maybe up in Bedminster? How did he know that Trump was going to be around that area unless somebody is telling or leaking the information of where he's going to be? Now, is there a mole in the Secret Service? Is there someone giving this information? Well, we need to go a little bit back in time here because remember, the Secret Service was under the Department of Treasury until 2003. Then they decided after 9/11, they decided to move the Secret Service under the Department of Homeland Security. So who do the Secret Service individuals report to? Well, the head of the Secret Service. Then the head of the Secret Service, who does that individual report to? Mayorkas? So we could have a mole in there, or Mayorkas is getting the information, leaking that information out to the FBI and others so they can take action. Think about it for a second. We're going to be talking a lot more about what happened with Trump. But first, let's talk about our favorite subject here and everyone's favorite subject, because we see memes all over the place about dogs and cats being eaten. And every day that passes, it looks like this is becoming truer and truer as time goes on. Raheem put this out and said, hey, if no one is eating the dogs and eating the cats, why did they need a bipartisan legislation prohibiting it? And this is H.R. 6720. This was back in 2018. Why is that? And why is there an executive order? Something doesn't make sense. And I think the people now are starting to understand that, yes, these illegals that are coming into this country, this is part of their culture. Maybe they're poor. Maybe they want to eat the pets. But again, people now are seeing it. And what Trump said at the debate is turning out to be absolutely true. And I do believe Trump is going to visit Springfield, Ohio in the not too distant future. I don't think they came out with a date yet. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know the deep state players, they can't stand all these social media platforms because they're having a very difficult time controlling what people are saying. They're having a very difficult time controlling the narrative, which makes it very difficult for them to push their agenda. And I remember going back in time when Thierry Breton threatened X. Well, he decided to resign. Isn't that interesting? I guess that didn't work out too well for him. But you could see, as we move forward, the deep state is being exposed every step of the way. For example, the debates. We've now learned that, yes, they just wanted to fact check Trump and not fact check Kamala Harris. We've also learned from the whistleblower that, yes, they prepared everything for Kamala Harris. So we had ABC News, the moderators, Kamala Harris and team. They were interfering with the election by lying to the people. Black Insurrection has put this out and said, here are the 6 pages of the affidavit for easier sharing. I made an error in the original posting. I duplicated page 5. I would also like to note that there are several pages after the verification page that were specifics about the job the whistleblower did and a transcript of the recordings he made. The transcripts are even worse than the affidavit. And this individual actually explains what happened. Let me read parts of it. And some of it's blanked out because the name is hidden and where the person resides at is also hidden. I've worked for ABC News for over 10 years in various technical and administrative positions. Since the acquisition of ABC News in 1996, I have observed significant transformations in the nature of news reporting in the organization. These changes suggest a shift from unbiased reporting to a model influenced by external factors. For the record, I do not endorse Trump in his capacity as candidate for president of the United States. The intent of this affidavit is to address concerns regarding perceived biases within the news reporting within my employer's debate that will be hosted on September 10th, 2024. Observation on debate communication. Since the debate of Trump and Harris had been announced to be broadcast on ABC, various members of staff had expressed hope of a debate where issues that were important to everyday Americans would be discussed, and there had been promises made that the candidate would be held to firm discussions regarding their proposed policy stances, and the debate would not deteriorate into an ad campaign, whereas both candidates would simply make blanket statements without specific policy or explanation. Observations pertaining to the debate fairness. I have noted specific instances related to the debate between Trump and Harris that raise concerns about procedural fairness. The specific instances of perceived bias are as follows. The Harris campaign received particular accommodations, including, but not limited to, the providing of a podium significantly smaller than that used by Trump, and assurances regarding split-screen television views that would favorably impact Kamala Harris' appearance relative to Trump. It was agreed that Trump would be subjected to fact-checking during the debate, while Kamala Harris would not face comparable scrutiny. This was widely known throughout the company that Trump would be fact-checked. In fact, various people were assigned to fact-check observations. The Harris campaign was provided with sample questions that, while not the exact questions, covered similar topics that would appear during the debate. Furthermore, the Harris campaign imposed restrictions on the scope of questions, including no questions regarding the perceived health of Biden, no inquiries related to her tenure as Attorney General in San Francisco, no questions concerning her brother-in-law, Tony West, who faces allegations of embezzling billions of dollars in taxpayer funds, and who may be involved in her administration if elected. And the question is, why didn't Trump get any of this? And why did they interfere in the election, which they actually did? Now, the people now are seeing this, and the people, they understand that this was completely unfair. People saw that she was rehearsed. They saw the moderators only fact-checking Trump. Do you think this worked in their benefit? No. This is hurting them every step of the way. Dr. Roger Marshall put this out on X and said, I'll be sending a letter to ABC and the Harris campaign demanding all correspondence, records, and potential coordination between the two parties ahead of Tuesday's presidential debate. So he's letting everyone know that he's going to get to the bottom of this with an investigation. I do believe we're going to find out certain information. Now, hopefully this whistleblower is the real deal. Because again, if ABC was involved in this and the moderators were involved in this, well, they just interfered the election just like the clowns interfered. And this is treason at the highest level, because what you're doing right now is you're trying to manipulate the elections and overthrow the United States government. And once again, there should be a major investigation going on of these people, because we could see that the criminal syndicate is working overtime to manipulate everything. Now, the other thing that we know is that there was a second attempted assassination. And because of this, Josh Hawley said, I am now releasing a comprehensive whistleblower report on the multiple failures of the Secret Service and DHS, including new allegations and numerous unanswered questions due to United States Secret Service stonewalling. Now, once again, we know that there is no way an individual can just come onto the premises, climb the roof with a rifle, unless this was planned. And the reason why they're stonewalling is because it was planned. And they needed to put the best DEI people in place. So this way, they had no ability of actually protecting Trump. Because again, they didn't have to know the plan. They just had to put the worst people in place to make sure that Trump wasn't protected. They just needed a couple of people. And now if you look at what happened with this second attempt, it's the same exact thing. All that had to happen was Mayorkas received the information. The information then was relayed to the FBI or whoever the handlers are, where they put the patsy in place, might not even be the real shooter, because again, they want you looking over here instead of who the real shooter is. And all they needed was a couple of individuals that weren't really doing the job, and they needed certain things not to be in place. So if you really look at this, you could see it's very, very easy for the criminal syndicate to actually try to take out Trump. Because again, the way it works is that DHS is actually orchestrating all of this. And they have all the information that they need. Because remember, it's a criminal syndicate. The FBI, DHS, the Department of Justice, and the other agencies, they're all working together to get Trump. So when people look at the United States Secret Service and they look at these individuals and they look at the director or the assistant director or deputy director, remember where all this information actually goes. It goes to the top. And what do the people at the top do? They leak the information to the people at the top of another agency to put certain things into place. It's almost like if you go back to Hillary Clinton. Remember with her email scandal? Who was at the top? Comey. Why didn't he press charges? Because this is how the criminal syndicate protects each other. And you can see how this is now working. Now, what's very interesting about this, as soon as this happened, Meta decided to scrub all information about Ryan Routh's Facebook page. X just suspended the account. And we could see that both of these accounts, they were littered with pro-Ukraine propaganda. Now, this individual is not a Republican. He donated, as we're going to find out very soon, donated to the Democratic Party. He was all for Biden and Harris. He was all for the Ukraine war. And I think people now are starting to see this very, very clearly. Plus, he was on the premises on Trump International. He went on Summit Boulevard and he snuck into the bushes with his GoPro, his backpack, his AK-47. And it's very interesting that they didn't call in a bomb squad. How do they know there was no bombs or anything in the backpack? But he had this, all of this, and nobody noticed a thing. And Summit Boulevard is a pretty busy road. It butts up right against Trump International. And that is very interesting. But the other thing that's really interesting, and Karma Patriot put this out, and she's pointing to an article, and it says, crime fighting pays. So here we have Routh. And going back in time, this guy was considered a super citizen. Police organization honors super citizen. That's very, very interesting. And this is what Karma Patriot puts out. I have a question. Ryan Routh isn't a superhero. He's just another guy who lives in Greensboro, Fisher Park area with a family he hopes to keep safe. But what he did, fight and chase a suspected rapist and later assist police in an investigation, makes him a super citizen, if not a superhero. For his efforts, Routh was awarded law enforcement Oscar by the Greensboro chapter of the International Union of Police Association. A statue shaped like an Academy Award rests on the mantle of his living room. Routh received the Oscar for being Citizen of the Year. So were they building him up and using him? Is he an asset? Is he part of the FBI? Is he part of the CIA? Because remember, this individual did not like Trump. He donated 19 times to the Democratic Party. And what's very interesting, on his donation page, it says he's not employed. That is very, very interesting. So beginning in the 2020 election cycle, in which ultimately Trump battled Joe Biden for the presidency. So Ryan Routh of Hawaii made 19 donations to Democrats through Act Blue, the Democrats' fundraising platform, which they money launder into Biden and other people. Routh's 19 donations were small, the largest only $25 to Beto for America, a political action committee supporting Beto O'Rourke, ill-fated presidential run, and totaled $144. Those donations supported Democrat candidates as diverse as Elizabeth Warren, Andrew Yang, Tulsi Gabbard, Tom Steyer. Well, that is very, very interesting. And you could see from Ryan Routh's posts that are now being wiped off the social media platforms, it shows that he was not a fan of Trump. Here's one of them. Tulsi Gabbard, you're an idiot. Why don't you go and join Putin and Trump and be their third leg? Please leave my Hawaii. You embarrass me. Shut your stupid mouth. This is war where people are getting slaughtered for no reason. I am going to fight and die for Ukraine. So he's not a fan of Trump, and he's a Democrat. If you look at in Hawaii, he has his pickup truck. On the back of his pickup truck, he has a bumper sticker that says Biden Harris. So is he a Trump fan? Absolutely not. But it was very interesting. On X and other social media sites, you have a lot of individuals trying to say he's a Republican. He is not. Robbie Starbuck put this out on X and said, wow, attempted Trump assassin Ryan Routh wrote a book on Ukraine war. In the book, he tells Iran to assassinate Trump while praising John Kerry for the Iran deal. He also calls Trump an idiot and says he perpetrated January 6th. He sounds like a mainstream media addict. Absolutely. And his son also alleged that he is not a fan of Trump whatsoever. So that should tell you everything you need to know. And it's we know right now that he is not a fan of Trump. He's a Democrat. He's all for Ukraine. He's been donating to ACT Blue. He's all for Ukraine. That tells you everything you need to know right there. So what's very interesting, in 1984 put this out and says, okay, am I reading this right? The Trump shooter was caught in 2002 with a weapon of mass destruction and got probation. So he was a felon. He had a weapon. So does that mean he could just go into the store and just purchase a weapon and everything will be fine with the background check? I don't think so. But again, he did have an AK-47 and he didn't actually buy that. And I do believe this is why they're not going down the gun control route, because it won't make sense, because the gun wasn't from Florida. The gun most likely came from outside of this country and the serial number was wiped off. So they're going to pretty much stay away from the whole gun control thing. But what's very interesting is the background of the alleged suspect is very, very interesting. According to the Sacramento Bee, he had a criminal history in North Carolina that includes convictions between 2002 and 2010 of possession of weapons of mass destruction, carrying a concealed gun, hit and run, possession of stolen goods, and resisting law enforcement, among other charges. He's registered in North Carolina as an unaffiliated voter. In North Carolina, unaffiliated voters can choose which primary they want to vote in. Routh chose Democrats. According to the New York Times, in the interview, Mr. Routh said he was in Washington to meet the U.S. Commission on Security and Cooperation in Europe, known as the Helsinki Commission, for 2 hours to help push for more support for Ukraine. The commission is led by members of Congress and staff by congressional aides. It is influential on matters of democracy and security and has been vocal in supporting Ukraine. According to the New York Post, he advised Biden, 81, in an April 22nd ex post when he was still running for re-election to run a campaign around keeping America democratic and free. He claimed Trump wants to make America's slaves against master. Democracy is on the ballot and we cannot lose, he wrote, a similar slogan commonly used by President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. We cannot afford to fail, Routh continued. The world is counting on us. Show the way. So he was all for Biden. He was actually telling them and coaching them in what to say. And then he appeared in a propaganda video for Azov in May of 2022. So once again, the FBI knows about this guy. The administration of Biden and Harris, they know about this individual. The CIA probably knows about this individual. Everyone knows about this individual. Mike Benz put this out and said, Ryan Routh, a former construction worker from Greensboro, North Carolina, is seeking recruits from among Afghan soldiers who fled the Taliban. Mr. Routh, who spent several months in Ukraine last year, said he planned to move them, in some cases illegally, from Pakistan to Iran to Ukraine. He said dozens had expressed interest. We can probably purchase some passports through Pakistan. Mike Benz responded to this and said, this is military intelligence work and the visa scam. We need approval of the United States State Department. So I think the criminal syndicate at this point knows who this individual is. And there have been warnings about this individual, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Rachel Vindman, the wife of the impeachment witness against Trump Alexandra Vindman. And what did she do? She mocked the second attempt assassination of Trump. Now, that's very interesting. I wonder if they're involved. Sean Davis responds and says the following. It sure would be nice to know whether the would-be assassin, who was a deranged Ukraine partisan, ever interacted with any of the Vindmans, all of whom were heavily involved in the 2019 coup against Trump. And you can see the deep state players, they are definitely panicking right now. Now, the other thing that's really interesting, let's talk about our health. You guys know I'm always on the lookout for ways to strengthen immunity and gut health, improve my fitness and metabolism, and enhance my skin and hair radiance. Well, I recently discovered an incredible product, Armra Colostrum. You've all heard about Armra Colostrum by now. It's been the best kept secret of industry insiders for a while, but word is finally getting out, and for a good reason. Armra Colostrum is everywhere these days, and when I first heard about it, I thought it was almost too good to be true. Thousands and thousands of people reporting absolutely transformational health benefits, tens of thousands of people saying they feel healthier and stronger. And what does it do? Well, it strengthens your immunity. It fortifies your gut health. It combats bloating and you'll feel lighter. It ignites your metabolism. It strengthens your gut barrier to guard against toxins, chemicals, and pollutants that can drive inflammation and slow down metabolism. It vitalizes hair growth. Colostrum bioactives have also been shown to reactivate hair follicle stem cells, optimize the hair microbiome, feed regenerative nutrients to the scalp, and work to combat hair loss by guarding against chemical-induced damage to the follicle. It enhances your skin radiance and it fuels your performance and recovery. It harnesses the closely guarded secret of elite athletes long prized for its unrivaled ability to take performance to its apex. Specifically, colostrum has been shown to improve fitness endurance by 20%, decrease recovery time by over 50% after intense exercise, improve stamina, and specifically build your lean muscle mass. We've worked out a special offer for my audience. Receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/X22 or enter X22 to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/X22 or click the link in the description. Is that the New York Times was actually in contact with and interviewed Routh for their article in an oddly coincidental True Social post, just hours before the attempted shooting, Trump mentioned the New York Times. And this is what he put out. The failing New York Times is a true threat to democracy. That's interesting. And that was put out at 11:04. Down below, if we read the last line, it says the stage had to be set. Now, that's very interesting. Is everything being set? I do believe so. The article from the Times ties the would-be shooter to MSNBC terrorism analyst Malcolm Nance, who once called for ISIS to bomb the Trump Tower in Istanbul. In 2022, when war broke out in Ukraine, Nance traveled to Ukraine and claimed that he had joined the fighting against Russia. Routh is mentioned twice in the article. He alleged that he had planned to move recruits for the war effort into Ukraine illegally from Pakistan and Iran. So this begs the question, was the CIA or a foreign government involved in his assassination attempt? It's starting to seem that way. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, what are the odds that this shooter who spent months fighting in Ukraine has zero links to anyone in U.S. military or intelligence circles? Find them. And I do believe this individual does have connections. Now, what's very interesting, he has a connection to Ukraine. People have known about this individual. And one of Putin's closest allies is saying that it looks like Ukraine might have paid for the failed assassination bid. Now, once again, is it just Ukraine? Because we know Ukraine is the deep state layer. Or did the deep state players go through these channels, use Ukraine? Because once again, is this individual laundering money in Ukraine? Because again, he is the patsy. Did they want to set him up for this individual to take the fall? Just like when we look at the first assassination attempt, that guy on the roof wasn't the only guy. I don't think this was the only guy, because what they like to do is they like to direct everyone's attention away from the actual shooter, which is very, very interesting. So here we have Putin's closest ally saying, no, it was Ukraine again. But again, you got to follow the money and you got to find out how Ukraine found out the information. And how do you think this came about? Because we know the United States Secret Service reports up to their bosses. That boss is probably in communication with Mayorkas, because DHS controls the whole thing. So once Mayorkas finds out, Mayorkas is in line with who? Obama, and the rest. You don't think this information was relayed to Ukraine then? Absolutely. And you can see the deep state players, what have they been doing? They've been actually using a lot of rhetoric to actually convince people to go after Trump. Elon Musk put this out and said, they have actively encouraged people to kill Trump. Reid Hoffman said to the whole audience at Sundance that he wished Trump would be the real martyr, i.e. dead IRL. Now, that reminds me of Barack Obama. Because remember going back a little bit in time, he put out on August 12th, 2024, he put out, after the first attempt, his summer reading list. And some of the books are Headshot, Martyr. That is very interesting. So was he sending a message? It's starting to seem that way. Kyle Becker put this out and said, the FBI official who just briefed America about the latest Trump assassination on investigation, Jeffrey Veltri, is a notorious Trump hater. Veltri, the head of the FBI Miami office, was so outspoken about his Trump deranged Facebook post that agents were ordered to scrub them before he could be promoted to the head Miami field office. The whistleblower told the House Judiciary Committee that Mr. Veltri was adamantly and vocally anti-Trump. The whistleblower added that the FBI Director Christopher A. Wray, Deputy Director Paul Abate, and Executive Assistant Director Jennifer Moore were all involved in directing Veltri to disinfect his social media. This is who Americans are being asked to trust for reliable information about the Trump assassination on attempt and the security failures leading up to it. Maybe the FBI should stop promoting hyper-partisan extremists to head field offices. Well, we know how the criminal syndicate works. Now, the question is, how in the world did this individual know when Trump was going to be at the golf course or if he was even going to go to the golf course? It was a last minute decision. So the question is, how did he know? That is very interesting because remember, this was not on his public schedule. So he must have been informed. Someone must have said something. Rudy Giuliani put this out and said, how did the attempted assassin anticipate Trump being at the fourth, fifth hole at 1:30 p.m.? It was contrary to any routine Trump has for Sunday golf. Did anyone tell him about Sunday's unusual schedule? Now think about what we said in the very, very beginning on how this information could have flowed. There might be a mole inside the Secret Service, or is it just these individuals reporting up to their boss and then their boss reporting to Mayorkas, Mayorkas getting the information and then relaying it to everyone else in the entire criminal syndicate? Maybe. But Chris Swecker, a retired FBI assistant director, said that law enforcement community is now focused on determining how Routh appeared to know Trump would be at the West Palm Beach golf course on Sunday. The biggest question to answer is the following. How did he know? And this individual said, most likely, someone's feeding this information or leaking the information to certain individuals. Now, this person, do you really think he's working alone? Do you really think that this guy is smart enough to do this all on his own? No, he needed help. And most likely, he was communicating with other individuals. Robbie Starbuck put this out and said, attempted Trump assassin and Democrat donor Ryan Routh publicly listed that he used Signal, Telegram, Viper, and WhatsApp. Whoever has his phone right now is either getting insane evidence or destroying it. No doubt it's a treasure trove of information, contacts, and lunacy. Ryan was in contact with major journalists, as evidenced by his interview with New York Times, Newsweek, and he had boasted of serious contacts in government. Feds must be forced to share what was his phone with the public. We need to see his GoPro too. Who was he going to give the GoPro to? That's very interesting. Because, of course, you think the deep state wanted it? Of course they did. They wanted to spread it all over the place. But again, it failed. And what's very interesting is that law enforcement today put this out and said, our sources in the intel community have shared a bolo about the second Trump shooter that went out months ago, actually back on June 2nd, 2023. And it shows that they were warning everyone about him. And it says, beware of American Ryan Routh. Reports indicate that he's leading a human trafficking scheme. He is instructing Afghans to travel illegally to Iran with the promise they will link up eventually with the Ukrainian Legion to fight. This is a fraud, as no official pathway exists for this from the Ukrainian government for our allies in Afghanistan. Now, remember what Mike Benn said. It looks like the government would have to be connected to this somehow, some way. He just couldn't do this on his own. And when you start to look at the Trump International Golf Course, the club there, it seems that once again, these individuals, they didn't do their job properly. Now, I do believe this was a plan up. I do believe that just like the first one, this was planned out. And some things don't make any sense. Travis put this out and said, according to the Secret Service, the golf course wasn't secure because Trump isn't a sitting president. Here's former President Obama's golf course in Martha's Vineyard. Secret Service inspects every vehicle. They even drive near the course. So that's very interesting. So the only reason these individuals wouldn't do something, it must come from the top. And they tell these individuals not to do anything, especially if it's a planned operation. It doesn't mean that all these people are involved in it. It means that the top, and who's the top person? Mayorkas. They might say, it's not that big of a deal. He's not a sitting president. Just secure the area as much as you possibly can, and that's fine. General Mike Flynn responded to this and said, this is total bullshit. And it's sort of like saying, in other words, how can we kill him with all the people around protecting him? So we have to limit the level of support. God, I pray I'm wrong, but it doesn't feel that way right now. And he's absolutely right. So this assassin, and I don't think he was working alone once again, set up a sniper's nest near Trump International Golf Club. He's on a main road, Summit Boulevard, in West Palm. He's not from the area. He waited there nearly 12 hours preparing for an ambush. So let's think about this for a second. Nobody saw an individual walk in with a weapon, a backpack, and a GoPro. The United States Secret Service, when they checked the golf course before Trump arrived, because that's what they do, they didn't see anything, nothing. They didn't check anywhere around the golf course. They saw absolutely nothing. Does that make any sense? And when you look at Trump's public schedule, he was just in Vegas before Sunday. How did this individual know that he was coming back to Mar-a-Lago? He was also going to go to, he's still going to go to Flint, Michigan on the 17th. He's going to go to Uniondale, New York on the 18th and on the 21st, North Carolina. Now, this is all public information. So why would this individual think that Trump would be around that area? Trump was going to fly off early. Why would he wait there at the golf course? So think about that for a second. The only way and the only reason he would be there is because he was informed. So when you start to listen to what they're saying, that he's not the sitting president, I'm talking about Trump. When you look at Mar-a-Lago, which is Trump's club, it's where he lives. When you go near Mar-a-Lago, it has concrete barriers all around Mar-a-Lago. There's cones set up. There are checkpoints. On the north, the south, the east, and west, you have Secret Service guarding each one of these areas. They're going back and forth, making sure that nobody is hiding in the bushes, no one's around. But when Trump travels to his golf club about 10 minutes away from Mar-a-Lago, the Secret Service doesn't check anything? Does that make any sense? So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. Plus, why didn't they just do one pass around the whole thing? Why didn't they have individuals stationed around the golf course? Why weren't they using drones? Once again, these are the same questions I think that everyone is asking right now that we were asking on the first attempt. And a lot of the times, it comes from the top, because if you're planning an op and you need to make sure that Trump doesn't survive it. You need to make sure that these people aren't in place. And we saw this in the first attempt. Now we're seeing in the second attempt. Now, what's very interesting is Ron DeSantis, he came out and said the state of Florida will be conducting its own investigation regarding the attempted assassination at Trump International Golf Club. The people deserve the truth about the would-be assassin and how he was able to get within 500 yards of the former president and current GOP. And he's absolutely right. And Speaker Johnson and Joseph Pino is putting this out. Should immediately release the names of every member of Congress who met with Ryan Ralph. I do believe that should be also released. But what the other thing that's really interesting, and Colin Rogue put this out, is that the Martin County Sheriff, Will Snyder, suggests would-be Trump assassin Ryan Ralph could be part of a bigger conspiracy during a press conference. So the comments mirror those made by former Assistant FBI Director Christopher Swecker. Reporter, does Ryan Ralph have any ties to Martin County? The sheriff? The answer, to my knowledge, the answer is no. I think that we're finding out that he's not from this area, which of course raises the bigger question. How does a guy from not here get all the way to Trump International, realize that the president, former president of the United States, is golfing and is able to get a rifle in that vicinity? I think that's the question the FBI, the Secret Service, are laser focused on today, he says. Is this guy part of a conspiracy? Is he the only individual? And a lot of things don't make sense. So let's get this straight. He had a backpack, an AK-47. He walked along Summit Boulevard. Nobody said a word. Police, United States Secret Service, they didn't see him. He hid in the bushes. He hid there for 12 hours. And then all of a sudden, the Secret Service, they were scouting ahead on the golf course, and they noticed him. And then he ran off. His car wasn't parked on the street. Where did he go to get his car? How was he able to get in the car and drive all the way up to Martin County? So the question really is, was he really the shooter, or did they have him do this so everyone wouldn't be focused on the real shooter? That is very interesting. So in the affidavit, and you have to remember this, Ralph is a felon. The affidavit says that the type of rifle is not manufactured in Florida, indicating probable cause to believe that the SKS-style rifle seen from the tree line at Trump International Golf Course had previously traveled in interstate or foreign commerce. The serial number was obliterated and unreadable to the naked eye. So since he has connections to Ukraine, I think we can make the assumption or speculate that most likely that's where that came from. And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, the deep state players were basically moving these type of firearms around, and they're actually responsible. So what do we need right now? We need a complete and utter investigation into this, and not by the FBI. Vagrant Rhodes put this out and said, anyone tied to the shooter, either financially or via communication, must be revealed. Did anyone from the intelligence agencies or congressional members or the press have contact with him? What was the nature of said contact? I think everyone needs to be investigated. All these names needs to be put out publicly. So Routh had his first appearance in federal court this morning. And during the 8-minute hearing, prosecutors levied 2 charges against him. And these are federal charges, possession of a firearm. Now, people are saying, well, I don't understand. Why did they just get 2 charges here? It was an attempted assassination. Well, this might come a little bit later, but why did they have to make it federal? Because that means who takes control of this? The DOJ, the FBI? I think they needed to make sure that they were in control of this entire thing. Now, there might be other charges that are brought against him later on, but these charges are federal, which means the investigation most likely is going to be run by who? The FBI, the DOJ. They didn't want DeSantis. They don't want local individuals to take control of the investigation. Just like out in Pennsylvania. I mean, think about it. Out in Pennsylvania, they sprayed the roof off immediately. They cremated the body. They got rid of all the evidence. That should tell you everything you need to know. But look at the timeline. Look what happened here. Trump debates Biden, loses debate, assassination attempt. Obama comes out with the summer reading list. Books consist of Headshot and Martyr after the first failed assassination attempt. Trump debates Kamala, loses debate. ABC interfered in the election. Proof is coming out. There's a whistleblower. Kamala puts out a post on X to ban assault weapons. Time magazine shows Trump in a golf cart in a sand pit. Headline, in trouble. Assassin has an AK-47 backpack GoPro he donated to the Democratic Party. Shooter knew when Trump would be at the golf course. How did he know the schedule? Was there another shooter? Why did he decide to drive up to Martin County? Makes no sense. And remember, Trump's decision to play golf was last minute. So who knew about this? Well, the only people that knew were the inner circle. The agents, they knew where they were headed. And you got to remember, we got to go back in time. Back in the day, before 2003, the United States Secret Service was under the Department of Treasury. It moved to the Department of Homeland Security. Mayorkas is in charge. So there might be a mole, or they were just asking for information. Their boss, the United States Secret Service boss, said to the guys on the ground, where is he going? Got it. That guy then relays the information to DHS. Mayorkas takes the information and then tells the FBI. They get everything prepared and ready to go. That should tell you everything you need to know. So they knew in advance somehow, some way. And once again, you could see that this entire system is a gigantic criminal syndicate. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if this patsy maybe dies in the holding cell in prison. He mysteriously just maybe kills himself. Maybe something happens. Remember, there won't be a camera. Just like Jeffrey Epstein, we could probably start saying Ralph didn't kill himself. But I do believe they don't want him speaking because dead men tell no tales. And this is what the deep state normally does. Trump, he put this out on Truth. It says, I would like to thank everyone for your concern and well wishes. It was certainly an interesting day. Most importantly, I want to thank the U.S. Secret Service Sheriff Rick Bradshaw and his office of brave and dedicated patriots and all of law enforcement for their incredible job done today at Trump International in keeping me as the 45th president of the United States and the Republican nominee in the upcoming presidential election safe. The job done was absolutely outstanding. I am very proud to be an American. Then he put this out. The rhetoric lies, as exemplified by the false statement made by Comrade Kamala Harris during the rigged and highly partisan ABC debate and all the ridiculous lawsuits specifically designed to inflict damage on Joe's, then Kamala's political opponent, me, has taken politics in our country to a whole new level of hatred, abuse, and distrust. Because of this communist left rhetoric, the bullets are flying, and it will only get worse. Allowing millions of people from places unknown to invade and take over the country is an unpardonable sin. Our borders must be closed, and the terrorist criminals and mentally insane immediately removed from the American cities and towns, deported back to their countries of origin. We want people to come into our country, but they must love our nation and come in legally and through the system of merit. The world is laughing at us as fools. They are stealing our jobs and our wealth. We cannot let them laugh any longer. Make America great again. Then he put out this long list of rhetoric showing that they are a threat to democracy. They are the ones who are causing this problem. Representative Steve Cohen, Trump is an enemy of the United States. Maxine Waters, are Trump supporters preparing a civil war against us? Maxine Waters, I want to know all about right-wing organizations that Trump is connected with who are training up in the hills somewhere. Wasserman Schultz, Trump is an existential threat to our democracy. Adam Schiff, Trump is the gravest threat to our democracy. This goes on and on and on. Actually, when you look at the fake news, they also are putting this out. Lester Holt, NBC Nightly News. Today's apparent assassination attempt comes amid increasingly fierce rhetoric on the campaign trail. Mr. Trump, his running mate J.D. Vance continue to make baseless claims. Alex Witt, MSNBC. Do you expect there to be calls from within the Trump campaign to tone it down? Philip Bump, The Washington Post. Another chance for Trump to frame Democrats as dangerous has emerged. They are now convincing people that Trump is Hitler. Trump is causing this. The Trump supporters are going to do something. They are the ones who are creating all of this. And why are they creating this? Because once again, They want chaos. They want these people coming out and doing their dirty work. And you could see this is exactly what they're doing. Or they're using these people and setting them up. And I do believe this is why Obama put out that message right after the first failed attempt, because he needed others to actually do this. And when they can't find others, they set people up. And once again, this doesn't show that the deep state has strength. It shows that they're weak. They're panicking. They're doing stupid things. And the people of this country are realizing who the real threat to democracy really is. And it is the deep state players. And as we move forward, getting closer and closer to the presidential election, the attacks are just going to intensify. Because every day that passes, they're going to be panicked like we've never seen before. Because more and more people are going to be coming to the side of Trump. Think about it. That whole debate and everything that people were worrying about just completely and utterly disappeared. And think about it. How many attempts on Biden's life? How many attempts on Kamala's life? Zero. How many attempts on Trump? Two right now. That should tell you everything you need to know. And it's telling the people of this country everything they need to know. And this is why the deep state players are panicking. But as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, you could see Jamie Raskin and others, they're already building the narrative for after the election, where Trump supporters are going to get angry. Trump supporters are going to riot. Trump supporters are going to create another insurrection. They're already preparing this. So when they can't get rid of them before the election, and they can't cheat the way they want to cheat before the election, they're going to create chaos on the scales that we have never seen before, because they are desperate at this point. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this. Trump has been building the counterinsurgency, and during the election, it will be complete, which means the deep state players, they have the losing hand, and the Patriots have the winning hand. It doesn't mean that everything's going to be all said and done, you know, days after the election. The deep state, you have to remember, they're going to fight with every breath, because if they don't, they go to jail. If they don't, the people see who the true criminals are. So they will use everything in their power to try to stop we the people and Trump. They will even bring us to war. But I do believe Trump, he has the ultimate weapon, and that is called peace. And once he ushers in peace, their entire narrative and everything they're trying to do completely and utterly falls apart. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.